clap your hands.
Pop, pop. Why did you answer him? You're supposed to leave him hanging.
Parakara, parakara.
Stop sucking bro, something on
I
this,
will
man.
Pour that drink on your
not, not in that way, but my ears, man. My ears, man.
Stop sucking in his ears, man.
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Jeez, what are we saying, dog?
Oh, man, we're good. I'm good. Actually, do you know what? I'm good.
No, bro, bro, if there's anything going on in your life, let us know, bro.
No, I'm good.
Any girls? Because you'll be looking for a wife.
Badly. This guy is on the, he's on the hunt.
We don't need to talk about all that. You know, I feel he's in after this.
You feel us in our right? Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant to have a use now.
I'm all right. Just a bit tired, but we get through the day. Get through this recording. Let's go. Yep. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yo, there's one guy at work that every time I see him, he doesn't say hate me. He said, yup.
Yup, the boys.
I was like, he goes, yup.
Do you know what? I know the type of fella that is, and I love them.
Yeah.
Yup.
And he was like, yup, David. I was like, you can just say hey. You can really just say hey.
Yup. Yup, David. Nah, what's the story, boy?
Boys, man, so this week, yeah, there's been bare music released, yeah. Do you like? Do you guys listen to the Burna Boy's album?
Yeah, man, I really liked it.
Really liked
it. Yeah, really liked
it. I'm sorry, we did not answer last week.
Leave me alone, man.
That's where we heard this fella last week when he said.
It's not like that's new though. We all like each other.
Yeah, so
I just want attention more than the rest of them.
And I'm sorry that.
But don't apologize, me. I'm lying.
Yeah. I am not sorry.
You're not.
Anytime I look at you like this and I tell you I'm sorry,
No, I know.
But I'm not sorry.
See, I didn't even believe
you. Yeah, because I don't care about your feelings. But anyway.
But 100%.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about yours.
Exactly. I don't think we care about each other's feelings, do we?
No. Okay. When it comes to real things, obviously.
I'd like to think they would, but listen.
No, I don't care about your feelings.
Okay.
For the most part. For the most part, you'll be all right. You know, it's okay. So we're in August, right?
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of music, just bare songs.
Right, especially the last 2 weeks. I said
a lot of crap music.
A lot
though.
Good music.
No, a lot of crap.
Was he listening to Irish artists?
Good. Is that what we're doing?
Who released
the past few weeks? Who released? Who released?
I don't even know. I don't even listen.
That was wild, man. What?
I mean, like, there was no need for that.
There wasn't. That was unprovoked.
There was no need for that.
But it's staying in.
But there's only five. There's only five good artists. But anyways, continue.
Who are the five?
Good artists.
Yeah.
You know what? Probably six. Right. Let's go. Paris, Sole.
Wow.
Andre Fazaz is good. Evans Jr. is good. He's good. Five. Who else? Plantain Papi. Go give me someone else.
You said six. You gave me the
number. But that's rough estimate. Then we're gonna leave it at that then.
Mad.
Nah, that's good. There's probably ten.
No. You can't come back
from
now.
Who this? There's good. There's some good
Solo,
ones.
Solo, the astronaut.
Solo. There's more. Come on, give me more. Hair squared.
Nah, you dug a hole for yourself already.
Dig yourself out.
Dig yourself out. Will you listen to Irish man?
Bro, for no reason. There was no need for that.
Everyone, this. It's actually coming up to like 50. I think every artist in Ireland. is actually phenomenal.
What did we say about him last week? You have no backbone.
Which guy from what?
You have no backbone. He has no backbone.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You start showing five, and then you know what? There's actually
no Tommy. What did you say?
That guy from Galway that sent us. What's his name? Maxwell.
Oh, Marcus OT or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But what do you think of him?
Absolutely brilliant.
Fair enough. Tommy, what do you think of him?
Killian dropped them.
you don't think it's good?
He was all right.
I think it's cold.
It was all right.
I think it's cold. What, top five in the country?
100% not.
Yo, Kellyanne dropped two songs the past 2 weeks. And I think the two songs have been fire.
Shillian is actually our white black boy.
No, don't say that, man.
No, but he is.
No, but don't say not. Stuff like that. Our white black boy, you're Nick. Why are you saying that like that?
Are you sure? You know what I'm actually saying? No, he's not our white black boy. He's just Killian.
He's just a white boy. No,
Killian's black, bro.
No, you can't be saying that. That's why you see Killian on this song saying nigga.
No, Killian. Honestly. No, okay.
Killian's a G.
No, he's a G, but you can't say our white black boy. What's all that about?
Okay, I'll change it. He's my white black boy. So, now listen, yeah. Is he Killian? Killing
it's because you grew up in Tyler.
I remember like chilling with him like first few times, and I actually really like was waiting for him to like do something, like us to
he's
say
just
something.
Do you know what,
he's
yeah.
too cool, he's too cool,
yeah,
he's nah
cool,
he's
cool.
Not like he is cool, yeah, but he's just normal,
yeah, yeah,
he, like, yeah, he doesn't try yeah,
he
too hard,
he doesn't try,
he doesn't, no, try, he doesn't yeah. try at all, he's yeah. just he doesn't even, do you know what I mean, just like yo,
just clicks,
bro, you're he just goes, yo, listen, you're Tommy.
Yeah,
and I'm Killian.
You're black,
man. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, he's dropped two Nick. Songs.
I feel like I'm breathing too hard on this mic.
Really?
Breathe on it.
But his artist name is Killian, right?
Yeah.
Killian.
Fool for Love and Heaven and Hell.
Yeah, you got well, put me onto that. I've not heard it.
Well, rate the songs out of 10.
Bro, that's hard.
Okay, do you know what we're going to do?
Because you see, for me, 10s don't exist.
Yeah,
I don't believe in. I would never give anybody or anything a 10.
Let me say something that kind of annoyed me. Actually, speaking on Irish artists, yeah,
this guy's going all in today.
I don't know.
Let me rate this song.
Okay, so. go rate it. Go ahead.
I like Fool for Love better than Heaven or Hell.
Yeah,
actually, no, Heaven and Hell is a hard song too.
We'll put the link in the bio so you can check out these songs as well. Make up your mind, bro.
Fool for Love is hard. Yeah?
I was a fool to love. That's nail.
Anyway, I'd say Fool for Love is a, for me, 8.5.
Wow, that's very
solid
good.
8.5.
That's very good.
Production is sick.
That's very good. Gonna have to listen to it.
And Heaven and Hell, I'd say 7. Just it's a sick song, but it's just sonically it's just not for me. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, back to what?
Wait. Okay. What it said there, yeah. I like what you said there. Bro. Sonically, it's not for you.
Yeah.
Some people say it's crap. It's not a crap song. It's just not for you.
Yeah. For you.
I just had to make that point. I like what you said.
Respect the quality.
So,
2 weeks or 3 weeks ago now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don Jazzy goes on with Created Ireland. Shout out to Created in Ireland. Yeah. I think Created in Air or something like that.
Yeah.
Fiona gets Don Jazzy in, and he's rating Irish music. What the thing that annoyed me about it?
Everything was a 9,
8,
8 or 9. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like
maybe we're just that good.
And do you know what? Look, listen. Maybe she actually put forward their best, like you know the top
the
guys,
top dogs.
And I actually love that about it. But I'm not even gonna try and criticize it. Actually.
Yeah, but my thing
she got to listen to our music, and
so
he actually liked.
What do you think? Everything didn't deserve an 8?
No. I didn't watch the whole thing, but no, not everything's an 8.
So
let's be honest,
it was just gassing.
I don't really want to say he's gassing because I think he genuinely liked some songs.
And I saw he liked them. Was it one of Andre's songs?
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
That song's hard.
That song's hard. And so, like, if he gave that an 8, I would say, yeah. But then I think, I'm not going to mention it because I don't even know all of the artists, but there was some stuff.
You don't listen to Irish music?
No, I don't as much. He does. He does more.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Oh, you don't?
No,
he doesn't.
Oh, then that means I do more.
Like, I'm selective. I'm very selective.
He doesn't. Okay.
If I know someone's good, if I know they have quality, I listen to them. And you know what? Listen, it's probably a bad thing, guys. I'm probably evil for this, but listen, you're not gonna waste my time.
Okay.
This is not Irish artist episode anyway. So,
but you're just bashing people.
It's been on crud.
Guys, I said we're gonna have an episode on our Where's Your Head at YouTube. We're gonna judge. We're gonna be judgmental.
Some of you, man, release not so good music.
That's saying it's politically correct as well.
Irish female artists.
out there.
Let's go.
Nah, this guy wants all the smoke.
Nah, play. I don't even want smoke like that.
All the smoke.
Select few.
Sole. My favorite song right now, yeah, is by her name is Simi.
Okay.
Nah, it's called Simi Umalalela. No. It's a South African song. It's a South African house genre.
You've been listening to South African house.
Bro, this song.
Yo, was this an African house that was on Beyonce's album?
She probably had
My
probably
Power.
Had.
My Power.
Yeah.
That's a good track still. Good track list.
South African house actually is like wavy.
Do you know what?
It's like chilled.
It's chilled fast music.
Yeah.
Yo, do you know, we were in one of the girls' houses. She was celebrating her birthday.
Which one? The one that... one?
What's going on, bro?
No, he was going to say the one that cooked the job. Well, you're going to say something else. It was going to incriminate you.
No, but she's Congolese, and some Congolese music is long, though. It's like 15 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
Some
of
this stuff is cool, man. And the dances are amazing, man.
Do you know when it comes to Congolese men, yeah? I don't understand why a guy can move his waist like that.
It's different, bro.
It makes no sense to me.
I was really going to give it a try there.
Nah,
but
I'm relax.
Yeah, no. Sit down. Calm down.
Well, your boys. No. Don't. Boys, like, God just did this to Congolese, bro. Like, I said, go.
He removed some certain bones. He said, let's go. No. Your hips are going to move.
That's bro. Crazy. If you're Congolese and you can't move your waist, you're not Congolese.
Apparently.
You're not Congolese. Apparently. That thing is genetics or some stuff like mad. That.
Wild.
Anyway, boys, okay, right now, this is going to be a hard question, yeah? Right now, top three songs, but they came out this year.
Personally, or what?
my
friend, buddy.
And you
say, yeah, you're not rude.
Alright, let's go.
How you going?
I'm gonna go.
Top three songs that came out this year.
Top three. And not top five.
One, I'm gonna be genuine with myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love Andre Fazal's Jaw.
Did it come out this year?
Yeah.
Of course, bro. Like a couple months ago.
Bro, like this year is long.
Yeah, it's been time. And Brandy Borderline.
I don't want to talk about
it. I think that's going to be in all our top threes. Has to be.
That Borderline album. Or B7 album.
Ooh. Six.
I don't know. Sorry.
That's in my.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. When I heard it, I was like, whoa. Stormzy's verse on it?
Yeah, Stormzy's verse on your head. But,
cold. Dolce Valli.
My last one, guys, would be actually, weirdly enough, you mentioned Stormzy. Still disappointed.
Not really. Yeah.
No, that's
it's not a diss.
No, forget what it is. When that song comes on, I get gassed.
Yeah. Like, no.
It's, okay. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I get angry. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm
disappointed.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you.
I love that. Yeah.
Borderline B7 and B7.
And B7.
For
me.
This is going to be hard.
Yeah. You know, Brandy reminds me of Simone. Simone is so cold.
Yeah.
She is. Unique.
Remember,
she doesn't remind me of Unique.
Live show.
She does. No. There's certain things that Brandy does. I was like, oh, Simone. That's all.
Okay, I hear you.
The riffs and runs, yeah.
Yeah, Simone is sick.
I don't know. It's really hard.
You asked the question, bro.
I know.
Come on, bro.
It's your question, bro.
Is
it because it's three?
Yeah, it's because it's three.
You know what I'm saying, eh?
Borderline.
I'm gonna give five anyway. So,
so Borderline by Brandy. Jordan Rakai.
Oh,
I'm Borderline by Brandy.
Yeah, love that guy.
You don't even listen to him, do you?
No.
The one you like.
You guys don't have any.
I said you love that guy.
Oh yeah, I do. And I'd probably say.
Probably listen to Afrobeat like that.
Oh boys, what's his name? He's coming out with a new album on Friday.
Who?
Oh.
50 Cent.
No. So Afro B.I.S.
Fireboy.
Fireboy is coming out with an album.
Yeah.
His last album was. Bro, I think his last album, best Afrobeat album that came out last year.
100.
I told you about to say of all time there. I was about to lose.
Last year?
Last year.
No one came out with a better album. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Was Burna Boy's album out last year?
Yeah. But African Giant wasn't that great. No, I'm sorry.
Live, Love, and Laugh, or whatever it's called, is better than African Giant.
Yeah.
I agree with your father.
By Davido?
No, Fireboy.
Oh, sorry. What was Davido's one called?
Davido's album wasn't that good.
Bro, I will punch you up right now. Good life.
Yeah, I think it wasn't that good, though. But there was a few good songs.
I haven't listened to it.
There was a few good songs. Like, people like to hate on that guy. I like when he shouts.
Our prayer warrior.
I love it. Yeah, but my top five would be.
I haven't finished.
You haven't finished?
This guy.
What? Four times already?
Well, you might think this is cap.
Yeah, taking your time.
You might think this is cap.
Okay, he's only be cap then.
But, Glue.
Jafaris.
I really like that song. Amazing. Bro.
My connection is so crazy. I'm into you.
Anyway, go on.
Mine would be, Brandy. Borderline. Okay. Yeah, Brandy.
Poor bro.
Brandy.
Yeah.
Tiana Taylor, Lose Each Other. Great song. Great song. If you don't know, go check it out.
Great song. Was cold.
But not in that album, because that album was dirty, bro.
Hmm?
What?
The album was dirty.
Oh, so yeah, definitely. She's a dirty. Do you ever see her live shows?
You want to hear one lyric that I heard? I almost said the blood of Jesus. What was this one?
Dirty.
It's like WAP in
your head.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I changed my mind. WAP was this, my favorite song this year.
Well, yeah, so see you later, yeah? We're signing out. WAP call. Stupid song. Yeah, what was that?
That's my favorite song, man. It's lyrical.
Lyrical finesse, eh? Switching in and out of flows. Actually, this guy said Recross isn't good.
Wait, bro.
Let me say my top five. We'll get on to him. I said Brandy.
Prepare for me.
Yeah. Brandy, Borderline, Tiana Taylor, Lose Each Other. I don't know, Tion Wayne.
I don't know.
Abracadabra, Freestyle. Oh, Kai is cold. Lean with it. If you know, you know.
Lean with it.
What's the last one I had there? Say Yeah, Amnelia.
The year's not even over. It's not over.
Now!
Yeah, okay, so...
Why do you... Oh, what are you going to say?
Remember when your man did... Recross did the verses?
Mm-hmm.
He now played his version of... is it?
Ooh. Wolves.
Was it Wolves? No, it wasn't.
Check. So I won't be capping.
What is it?
Oh, no, it wasn't Wolves, actually. It wasn't Wolves. It was one of the songs at the start of the album. Don't play it for too long, though. Copyright. Be kind of hard to have a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. How'd you play? What don't you like about this? Just fast forward to his verse.
I want to get to start.
I just wanted you to know. The furnace fires, fortunes in the fumes. The aura arrogance has been known to fill a
room. Boom, little nigga, who are you? Rockefeller Records on. Why don't you like him? What's the problem?
I don't just like him.
Wait, have you listened to a project by him?
Yeah.
What project?
The last one.
The last one. You know that.
I never lied to you. I'm lying to you.
Yeah,
you're lying. I know you're lying.
You haven't listened.
Cause he's good.
It's not good.
He's one of the top rappers of the 2010s, man.
I'm so sorry. What am I saying? He's not good. I'm not saying that he's not. He's not good. He's actually obviously a good rapper. I'm just saying he's not great. Like he's not.
We're
talking about rapper.
Because he's in Jay-Z level. He's not that. So
But is he in his lane?
50 Cent.
No, it's not. No, he's a better rapper than 50 Cent.
You're capping.
He's a better rapper than 50 Cent.
In his lane?
50 Cent was just more successful.
Continue.
In his lane?
No one doesn't like him.
No one doesn't like him.
His B selections?
His lane is trash.
But listen, bro.
He wants to troll today. He wants to troll today. He wants to be a troll today.
Like, no, is it every day? Are you not tired? No. I'm talking to you. Are you not tired? Every single time I come here, you do not head in.
You want to be a troll today?
No, are you not tired?
This lane is trash. Have you listened to Dice Pineapples?
Oh, see that name is stupid.
Yo, I'm done.
Santorini.
Dice Pineapples.
Come on, bro. You're better than that.
Shut up, man. Shut up.
You're doing my head in today, bro, honestly.
What are we? Tell me what rapper, gangster rapper, has a song called Nice Pineapples.
He's not a gangster rapper.
He makes luxury music, man.
Luxury?
He makes luxury music.
Bro, I won't lie to you. If I was driving in a Rolls Royce,
I can listen to his beats only. Only. Are you dumb?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, I'm getting hot.
Stop getting hot then.
I'm getting
hot. Take off your fleece. You have a hat on. Yo, it doesn't make sense. I don't think he's great. But anyway.
Well, he did. You remember that song he did with Drake?
Yeah, and Aston Martin. Yeah, no, and I only
Chris Cusette Michelle.
Yeah, it's only the girl that was singing. Drake was trashing the song. Drake was trashing the song. Both of them were trashing the song. But the
David from Tala is saying Drake was trashing the song. Stupid clown.
Okay. All right.
You guys know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
The truth is holding you in bondage.
The truth is a lie. Tell yourself.
Do you know what? There's a problem with boys not actually.
You man aren't men. That's the problem. You're not men. You're boys, little boys.
Mama, shut up.
You know when people make these wild allegations?
Up. Little boys.
No, but do you know, do you think there's a problem with guys actually like expressing how they feel?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Definitely. Well,
or kind of like looking out for brother for like on a real thing, like looking out for the boys.
What'd you say?
Like looking out for the boys.
I'd say recently that has changed though.
Okay, I don't mean, do you know what boys would say? Like, I got my brother's back, like, in terms of, like, if anything happens to him, I'll fight for him or something like that.
Kind of thing.
But I was like, yo, your boy's mental health or something. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, boys got, like, have those conversations with each other?
Maybe not as well. To be honest, it depends on the dynamic of your friendship group or your friendship circle.
Do you talk about mental health with your boys?
Maybe not with all of them, but with. On an individual thing, I would.
Yeah. What about you?
Like, I've had a conversation. Because, you see, the thing is, right, I was actually talking to one of my mates about this. You know, in the group dynamic, right? Let's say there's... right.
It's different relationships.
Yeah, let's say three of us, right?
Yeah.
So, there's a relationship that exists between us three. There's a relationship that exists between me and you.
Yeah.
There's another relationship that exists between me and Snow. And then there's a relationship that exists between the both of us. Yeah. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think in those individual... kind of little friendship groups. That's where those conversations are had for the most part.
It depends on how much you let, like you say as well, how much you want to let people into your life as well. Because if you're blocked off and you don't really say much, there's not much your boys can do, to be honest.
Well, it depends. Because is there an environment for you to be open? Because you see, for me,
mm-hmm.
I'm not...
an open person like that.
Naturally.
Me too.
But if you ask me a question, I will answer it no problems. So I don't volunteer information. That's me.
I'm
not randomly going to be like, yo, man, I'm not feeling
good today. Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? But like, if you ask me, how are you doing today? I'll be like, I'm not the best.
It's certain people that if I'm not feeling good, I let them know. If it's just someone that I don't really talk to, man, I just say I'm fine, I'm good.
Yeah. See, what I just said only applies to...
Okay.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a randomer can just be like, oh, yo, how you feeling?
Not even random, like even friends, I just say I'm good because I don't really want to talk to you, innit?
Would you say, I'm sorry we're starting off so deep already.
I swear, man.
Sorry, guys. Okay.
Welcome to the top fives.
We'll get deep later.
Let's go.
It's a weird question, boys. Have you ever dealt with depression?
Not.
Or were you close?
I'm probably close.
Yeah.
It's probably close.
Depression, not like. I don't think. Because the way other people describe their experiences when they were depressed, I've been nowhere near that.
Yeah, same
nowhere
here.
Nowhere near that.
But
I have been sad, like.
Yeah. Do you think people take their sadness and call it depression?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. Well, you can't really say. It's how they're feeling.
You know, possibly some people are just feeling they're having really, really, really low days that for them all it could be is depression. Do you know what I mean?
But that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Depression is something.
It's not subjective. It's depression is depression.
Let's see what depression
is. I think it's suppressed anger. I think that's what
definition is.
Because there are days that I'm feeling a bit low. But I wouldn't say I'm depressed. But I've never been. I don't have. Have you been depressed? Like, not.
I've had spells of depression.
Feelings of severe despondency and
well, yeah, dejection. I have to Google despondency because I have no clue.
Neither do I.
Despondency.
Put your phone on silent. That's
silent. This feelings of despondency. What the hell does that mean, bro?
Not feeling wanted.
In low spirits from loss of hope or courage.
Oof. That's heavy. Loss of hope.
That's the nail on the head.
Loss of hope.
Christ, man.
If going by that definition, I have been depressed.
Wow.
Like,
Do
you get what I mean? Probably. If we're going by that definition specifically.
Way people describe it, yeah, I'm like, it's I'm different. So far from where you are.
Like, that man, like, some people, like I know, suffering, like, depression. Like, I didn't suffer from depression, but I had moments, periods in my life.
Yeah.
I was low, guys. Definitely. Like, do you know what I mean? But what I'm trying to say is, some people, when they have it for a period of time, it's like, it's gray. There's no good days. And it's like the next step is like suicidal. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Do you feel people can deal with it more than other people?
Like, deal with depression?
Yeah. Like, even the troubles of life.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Like, so I remember having this conversation. Someone said, because I think I was back in, like, yo, I don't think there's depression in Africa. Yeah, that's what I was saying, right?
And Africa, why? Yeah.
Right, the reason, I meant Nigeria, to be honest, because the reason I was saying that was maybe from an ignorant place.
I think that's where the most depression lies.
Right, but like, obviously, here it's more documented.
Yeah.
But I just don't, like, I was of the opinion that them man are smiling, them man are just going about their life, and they don't have no time for depression. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm. And I felt like depression was a thing for people who have everything. And yeah, that's so.
Because I
feel that was my idea at the time, but I don't know. Can you even, like? I think it's just more documented here, and the people out there. That's what you say. Can people handle it more? I think they probably can. Maybe. Do you know what I mean? Because the suicide rate is not the same here in Africa than it is here. Do you know what I mean? We don't have the proclivity to, like, in Africa. They don't, like, kill themselves as often as.
You think so?
No. We don't.
Well, I don't know if they do, but I don't hear of it.
In China, they do, actually. Bare, fam.
Yeah, but I think that's the society in itself. Like the society, I don't know if it allows. I wouldn't say any society allows for it, but a society can make you more prone to that than others.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
And that's the thing they always say in church. In Africa, there's no depression.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Maybe just that parents think depression is not a thing. Well, not think they think depression,
like,
is not
like, a thing. There's no space for depression.
Yeah.
You have so many things to worry about. Mm. But at the same time, do you know what I mean? You can't say that to someone who's depressed.
Yeah.
They're depressed over whatever reason. Do you know what I mean?
A depressed person doesn't want to hear that. They're going to think they're even running mad.
Fam, especially with the African, like, background there. Do you know them? You know when someone dies?
Yeah.
God forbid, yeah. If anyone close to me died, yeah, leave me alone.
Fam.
Don't come and flood my house with the whole church and every other church around Dublin and come to my house and say, be strong. And stop.
Like, it's okay not to be strong for that period of time.
It's not.
Sorry, guys. My mom, like, she's a counselor and stuff like that, yeah. And so when a family member or someone dies, she'd be called to the place or wherever, and she'd, like, be having a conversation with the person. So it's not like encouragement, like, blah, blah, blah. She's asking how you feel, all these type of things there, yeah, because they've called her in and stuff like that. And then she'd be in the house where all the relatives or other people from church and stuff are there, and they're saying, stop crying. Someone just died. Why are you telling
us? She should cry.
I'll deck someone, man.
So my mom was like, she's always getting vexed. Like, why are you telling her to stop crying? Like,
as if it's someone part of the grieving process. She needs to go through that.
So it's like, someone experienced death. It's not like they just scratched their knee or something.
They're no longer with us.
Yeah,
you can't see them again.
And then you,
like that's what I'm saying, the African mentality sometimes is pretty detrimental.
It is, 100%. Because I think, to be honest with you, yeah, we like to sweep things under the rug a lot as a nation of people.
Yeah, badly.
But it's common. It's common. Yeah. Just like, listen.
The same thing, guys, I think we're talking about the same thing with like sexual abuse and that.
That's why I was even gonna go.
That's what you're going there, yeah. Bro, I remember just like
we've heard of there's some family dynamics where like mad stuff has happened. Mm. And you don't be sitting on the table like, how's your Uncle Michael?
Uncle Michael is the abuser.
Bro, Uncle Michael's doing some mad stuff.
I remember there's one girl shared me this story. Like, this is the first time I heard properly of this type of issue. Mm-hmm. So this girl, you know, I was getting close with her, and she was like, oh yeah, she was raped as a kid, yeah. I think she was 6.
Jesus.
By her uncle. Not like molested or anything, like raped. Do you know what I mean? And the uncle...
But it is still molestation though, isn't it?
Yeah. No, so what I mean by molestation, like she wasn't just like, she wasn't touched or... Like not like
assault
she was,
or...
Yeah, it wasn't just like it was assault, touched.
It wasn't...
Do you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't just the touch.
It was actually like intercourse type of thing.
Yeah. And 6 years old.
6 years old, bro. And she was...
What do you find attractive about a 6 year old, though?
It's, yeah, strange. She's bleeding, yeah. Like there's evidence. And her mom beat her. She comes to her mom and says, mom, I'm bleeding. Uncle did this and so. And her mom beat her up. Isn't that wild?
Your mom is meant to be your comfort.
You just made me angry, protect you.
No, this is a wild way to start the pod, but do you know what I mean?
You just made me angry, fam. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What's going on in the mom's head thinking, like, why would the child come to you and say someone did this to her? Why would the child lie?
But you've lost your daughter forever.
Fam.
You know, they don't talk.
Yeah, you've lost your daughter forever. That's it. Like, there's no coming. I don't believe there's any. And I know I believe in forgiveness and all these things, but like sometimes I find it hard to tap into that part of me when it comes to things like this. Do you get what I mean?
Because it's inhumane.
I'm sorry. It is. I'm sorry.
It's just
that's inhumane. I'm sorry.
Back like a few weeks ago, girls were sharing their story about they were assaulted at 3 years old, 2 years old, 4 years old. Like, these are tender ages. Not saying if you're assaulted after that, it's still bad, but 3 years old.
Yeah.
A baby.
And that's the wildest thing, is the culture that the parents, and I say, when I say this, not every parent is like this, you know what I mean? It's just, it's prevalent though in Africans.
Yeah. 100%.
It's passed down to the boys. Let me tell you why. Remember we were playing football the week when the girls came out with the list.
That man didn't care.
That man were laughing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
fair enough.
When you say laughing, as in,
just told me they were laughing.
As in, some of the people were on the list and they were laughing.
The guys,
too.
Yeah, the guy, I know
their friends were on the list. People, they were laughing. They didn't give a because they knew it's just a phase. It'll blow over soon enough.
Yeah.
Go back to the parties.
Should I tell you why,
still do our thing.
Should I tell you why as well? It's because this is, people forget that social media is not real life.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. And as important as that list was, and as important as it was for people to kind of talk about their stories, in real life, I don't believe it did anything. Mm. It didn't change the culture.
I remember.
No, bro. Yeah. That same weekend that list came out, there was a
party, and I
saw fellas that were on the list at the party.
Like, is it social media? Yeah. Once you, like, what happens on social media stays on social media. Like, we think we have power. We think we can cancel people. We can't. Look at what happened to Wiley. That's real power. He's off YouTube. He's off everything. He got cancelled.
Yeah, that's real.
We think we have power, but the thing we don't realize is once it's gets off Twitter, yeah. Sure, maybe your circle won't be cool with that guy anymore, but he's still people are going to be dapping him. What's good, my guy? He's going to be laughing, and you may be there just in the corner. That's why the listing, yeah, it was a good thing to do to get the names out there
to protect some girls.
Yeah,
like, but, to be honest.
But after that, what's going to happen?
And that's the problem. I feel like, with girls that came out and trust me, it takes immense bravery to come out.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you come out like that, and then within a week, everything is like,
it's like, what's the point of coming out?
And obviously, some people ruined it by making false allegations and stuff like that. But that's
the problem. That's the nature of socials nowadays, though. Any big movement that you see lasts a week, 2 weeks tops.
Yeah.
And then your whole TL kind of changes to something else. Do you get what I mean? Remember when George Floyd died?
Yeah.
We
got 2-3 weeks out of that.
Yeah, for 2-3 weeks, all I kept seeing was that.
Yeah.
And then after a while, it was weird because it was literally like the start of a new week. I just didn't see it again. I'm like,
yeah.
Do you get what I mean? It's just like everyone just like, all right, okay, we're done with that now. Let's move on to the next thing.
I remember being on the phone to someone who was like, oh, like, I know George Floyd, blah, 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 but I just cannot wait for Twitter to be back to normal. And it was like, it's like people are outraged to a certain level online, but it's never really, do you know what I mean? But yeah, that whole sexual abuse type of thing, especially with Africans, I think that's what we're dealing with right now, isn't it? Yeah. I think there's a select few guys who actually care about it, and of course the girls care about it, but the guys that don't care about it, it's like
they scare me.
They scare me. I remember a guy telling me like, "Yo, Dave, like I'm even just airing these things out, but like there's people who would coerce a girl, right?" Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Bro, you know today." And not even that it's today's thing, but like nowadays, you cannot get away with stuff like that.
You can't.
And that is under rape, right?
Yeah, it is.
Rape culture, whatever it is, yeah. And he says, no, bro. I'll just, you know, continue it and just like, you know, making her feel it. And I was just like, bro, you could be.
That's not cool.
That's not it.
It's not cool. You know what I mean? Okay.
And they genuinely don't see a problem with it. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
And that's, I think, the problem. There's two things there as well. Some people, they're ignorant to it.
Yeah.
And that's, like, education can solve that problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Nah, fam. Some people don't even want to unlearn their
ways.
That's
it. That's the second thing. Some people just, like, you know, I don't care. I want to get my bit.
Like, remember at that when we were playing the football, yeah. I was trying to get through them. They're like, bro, nah, that's not right. They'll just laugh. They were just laughing, and there came a time that I said, fam, what more can I do?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to educate someone that does not want to be educated.
Yeah.
Remember in college when you went to 9 a.m.s?
Yeah.
I just went there just for attendance.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear what the lecturer was saying. What the lecturer was saying to me, I wasn't taking anything in.
Yeah.
Because I didn't come to learn. You have to be prepared to learn to unlearn your ways. And man, yeah, guys in Ireland, yeah.
You have to be willing to learn. But do you also think, oh, now here's this, guys, yeah. Girls will tell you that 90-something% of them have been sexually abused in their life, right? Is that issue with
that high?
Yeah.
Fam? All your girlfriends,
like,
man.
All girls have been like sexually abused at one stage. Like I'm not saying all girls have. You've
put in an uncomfortable position.
Yeah.
That's true.
So then I would like to like point out the fact that, oh, that's it. That's probably just a small percentage of the boys who are doing these things.
It's but not too large.
If majority of the girls are getting that, then there must be majority of the guys, no?
Yeah, too large.
That's wild. Yeah, man.
You know, in our churches, yeah, do you think like just going back to the mental health we were talking about at the beginning, do you think that's like some that, have you ever heard anyone discuss that in your church, especially?
No. Now I've gone to many different churches. I've been in ministry since 2014. Mm-hmm. And so that's music, preaching, or whatever it is, And in our African churches, no. I've gone to white churches and it is spoken about. There is days where it's not no God, it's just
taking care of yourself.
Taking care of your mental health.
Yeah, mental health, yeah.
Is it that African people don't know how to talk about it? They don't know how to advise on it?
It's not.
Or is it just they don't? Yeah. They don't see it as a problem, but it's definitely a problem.
It is a problem, but I mean, to them, it's not a problem.
Yeah, but when a girl came, she was in church and they were trying to do an open forum. You know that one thing when they
anonymous always flop.
Let's kind of ask, you know, the adults questions, whoever it is, and she writes down a question like, "I'm sad and I don't know why. Can you help me?" And they get the video, or sorry, the piece of paper to the auntie, and she says, she opens it and she says, "I'm sad."
What are you sad about?
So why are you sad? You're sad because of your phones. Right, so that's how they deal with people who are dealing with...
They're just irritated.
Something mentally. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Or the emotional side of things. And they just treat it like, oh, this is because you have your phone. And I remember they tried to do that in my church, actually. And I said, that's the reason why the youths don't listen to you lot. Because you proper treat us like we're not human beings. And say, if you don't take time to understand where we are at, why would we listen to you? So you don't understand the addiction to social media.
You don't get it.
Right?
It's not a problem to them.
Right, because you could go...
Sorry, I'm really, really sorry, yeah? You don't understand the addiction to social media, one.
Yeah.
But they never like to account for the fact that they're addicted themselves.
Mm. Whoa.
Facebook.
No, bro, Facebook.
WhatsApp.
but it's dead ass 100, true.
100. And that's the problem, right? It's like, for us, we deal with... And I'm not going to say everybody, but I'm saying there's the comparison thing on a big level, which is what I'm trying to say. And there's this perception that, oh, these people have an amazing life, and so then it can make
as opposed to myself, yeah.
Right, you reflect on yourself and see that your life may be terrible compared to theirs, because it's a social media thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You go into like a you know, depression stage or whatever it is, and so they say it's because of your phone. But it's just like a whole, do you know what I mean? There's a whole load of things involved with that to just blame it on a phone. And when you just give an ignorant or dismissive comment like that,
like,
you're not going to get anyone to open up to you again.
But I think the thing is, as well, is a lot of parents especially have like that. It's the children usually give them that kind of one chance.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? It's kind of like, okay, I'm trying to open up here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to test the water, see what I get back. I'm like, so mom, I'm going through this. And I was like, and then the response is like, oh, okay, so you're not the one.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk to you about that, yeah.
Or like, sometimes, depending on the child, like, I'm not talking about anything, period. That's just it. You've ruined it.
You've blocked off the stage or a
and like, I think that's the case on a grander scale in church. Because, like, you know, especially in that scenario that you said, she had an opportunity to say something anonymously that's troubling her.
Yeah.
Imagine what she felt like sitting there when she heard back, it's because of your phone.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even use my phone that much.
Right.
And the others probably laugh when the person said that, innit?
Yeah. Well, they laugh, but it's not like, ha-ha, it's like a... like, type of laugh.
Yeah,
like,
it's like,
disregarded.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yo, have you lot ever talked to your parents about your mental?
No.
Nah. Like, when I was in uni, they asked me, how's uni going? Is it stressful? It was stressful, but I said, nah, I'm dealing with it.
Yeah.
It's all right. Because to talk to someone about your mental health, you have to have a relationship with them. Like, your blood, but the relationship is I have to know how to talk to them. You're going to have to want to talk to them as well. Because when you talk to someone about your problems, it's because they can give you good advice.
True.
Right.
They can give. So if you're going to your parents, for most of our parents, mental health is seen as, well, it's the devil that's attacking you, it's the devil that's doing you. But we're humans. We're humans. That's why there's, well, therapists and all them people. Like, they're there to be used. Yeah. Can they hear this?
Yeah. I can hear it.
It's closing up.
Fella, bro, just ruins the mood all the time.
Go back in. What was I even saying? To talk to someone, you're gonna have to have a relationship with them. Like, for as we were saying at the start, I only talk to even some of my friends. I don't talk to them when they say, "How are you?" I'm saying, "I'm good." But if certain people ask me, "What's good?" I'll open up to them because we have that relationship and I know they can give good advice and I'm comfortable enough around them that they won't start gossiping about me behind my back to other people. that I can open. I'm confident that, well, guys, like, this is it. But some other people, and there's this thing that people open up to anyone. And I find that just bizarre.
But do you know what? As bizarre as I find it, I'm kind of jealous of them to a certain degree.
Because they're able to open up.
You reckon?
Because they're able to open up.
Fam, I remember one day in college,
No, because, sorry for calling you off, Sometimes I don't know any other answer to give than I'm good.
I hear that.
Do you get what I mean?
I hear that.
I don't even know how to say I'm not good. Or
I hear that. Yeah, I hear
do you
that.
Get what I mean? All I know how to say is, yo, man, I'm all right, bro. I'm
but good, I feel I mean? I'm doing some self, what's it called? Self-analyzation or something? Self-analyzation.
You know what? Because we're serious.
You're toned. I'm serious. Forget.
No. It's right, though. Self-analysis.
Analysis. Okay. Yeah, use that.
Okay.
Use that
okay.
One.
It's analyzation
you
as well.
Nah, bro. You are dancing on the edge of that.
Self-analyzation.
I'm going to Google it because you.
Self, no, it's all right. It's all right, bro. It's all right, bro.
Analyze.
That's a word, though. Self-analyzation.
No, you didn't pronounce it right. That's the problem. At the start?
Yeah, right now. I was a bit emotional, guys. Talking about my feelings here.
All right, man.
Sorry, bro.
What was I saying? Okay. Yeah, I hear some self. Because I remember back
He's about to laugh.
What?
He's about to laugh. Oh, he's about to laugh.
Go ahead. Man. I'm not going to air you out.
I remember. No, I use it right anyways. I'm confident. I remember back in the day, I was not like, I couldn't open up to anybody, fam.
Yeah.
No goddamn body. But I feel I've gotten better with it because of the people I have around me as well. Because everyone's open. And if you just have someone to open up to and they can open up to you back, man, that's a big plus.
Yeah.
I used to bottle up things a lot, fam. There was a time that I just explode. And I was like, wow, I can explode like this. Mm. Big man, like I was bottling things up for years and nothing happened. But there always comes a time where the thing is just overflowing.
Yeah, fam. That's it, bro.
Do you know what? I used to ask my... I remember I asked one of my friends this one time and she was genuinely confused, right? Because I first asked myself when I was doing the self-analyzation, the question I asked myself was, how do I want people to be there for me?
Yeah, I hear that.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I hear that.
Should I tell you what it is? I don't need a voice of reason. Most times. I just need a listening ear.
Yeah, right. That's so people just want to vent.
I know what I need to do, or I know what needs to be done.
I just say it.
I'm emotional right now, so I just want to vent.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Get yourself a girlfriend, bro.
No, but like, you know what? Sometimes when you're talking to a friend.
Loud.
But you know, when sometimes you're talking to your friends or talking to someone that you just don't get and they're just like giving you advice. I don't need advice.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So I whenever my friend was like, yo, how do I be here for you? Like, what do you need me to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you need us to analyze the situation?
Yeah.
Or do you need us to talk through it? Or do you just need me to listen?
Yeah, I'm the same with you, bro.
Do you get what I mean?
I'm more of the person who just kind of like, I know exactly what I want. Do you know what I mean? I just want to just say it to you. Like, I remember...
Or get it off my chest.
Yeah, do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So, and especially, like, bro, just bringing it back to the church and kind of like the African culture and stuff like that. With my mom, I've actually just been able to start like letting her get into my mental.
Mm.
So like, it was one time I was frustrated and I think I had bare bills to pay and then just so many things to do, and she was actually pressing me, and I said, "You don't know what's going on."
Yeah.
Right? And it was kind of like that explosion type of thing. And I said, yo, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on here. I'm done. Do you know what I mean? I was proper in a bad state. Yeah. Mm. And she proper like shook. Do you know that type of thing there?
Yeah.
And instead of approach being defensive, like, hey, she's like, she came to me the next day. And that's how I like it, bro. When I'm hot, don't come and try and
give me space.
Give me space. When I'm calm, and I've actually reacted to my mom. I've never rude to my mom.
Yeah.
But I've kind of like let her know, like, yo, man's not okay, innit? Yeah. And I left the room, went to bed. And so the next morning she came and she, you know, she David, you know, I love the way she approached it, bro. And then so I was able to start speaking about what I'm going through and stuff like that. And so nowadays, especially with like the recent events of the last like 2 weeks in my life, she's just been like speaking, do you know what I mean? And I let her know, mom, you're praying for me, because right now my head is all over the place and I feel like I'm diving into a space that I don't want to go to. Do you know that type of thing? And she would talk to me and proper give me good advice on that thing. Because at that moment, I needed advice from my mom. And at different moments, say when I'm speaking to my girl sometimes, I just want to tell you.
What's going on?
In case I start moving AWOL or if I start moving mad. No, not mad. When I mean mad, I don't mean like...
Maybe slightly out of character.
Whatever. She knows what I go on.
She knows what I go on. So I'm just letting you know. I don't need advice right now. I'm telling you, do you know what I'm trying to say? And I feel like having those people and knowing how to tell, like when we get in the car, that's like me and Laulu's like space to talk. Do you know what I mean? But we get in the car and it's kind of like, how far, bro? It's never that like moist type of thing. Like, bro, how's your mental health?
How are you feeling, bro?
You know what I mean? It's kind of like how far. It's kind of like, yeah, bro, I'm just, it's wild, or it's actually it's good. Like everything's calm. Yeah, everything's calm. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like we're boys. Especially,
we have our way.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
We have our way.
But it took me a long time to find my way.
Yeah,
I say that because I was never the type to talk about my feelings at all.
Do you feel like it's that? Obviously, do you know, everyone knows. Like, do you feel like it's that whole like I'm a man, so I should
be? Yeah, it was.
Do you know? I think I'll be honest. You know, in my house, I don't talk to anybody just because I don't want to be a burden.
Yeah, that's another one. That's another one. Yeah.
Facts.
I just kind of sort my like. You know what? That's especially my mom. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, you know what? Take care of the girls.
Yeah.
I'll take care of myself. Yeah, right. Do you know what I mean? That's usually what it is for me.
Majority
of the time.
You know that burden thing you said. That's why I can't. Like, I can see that it's good, but the way people just open up. Like I was gonna say, I remember a time in college. This girl just came because people used to come down to our college every time just for bands. And she just came down and first thing, she was just talking to me. And you know, back then, I wasn't a serious type. I was the...
You're a mess.
Like, you don't come to me and talk about your mental, man. What are you doing? Me?
Yeah, you're wrong guy.
Wrong guy. It's not for me. But I remember she just opened up like, I just met her that day. Like, that day. And she started telling me about her life. And
she
the thing...
She needed to get it off. She just needed to get it
But
off.
The thing you were saying about the burden, yeah, for me, I wouldn't want to be a burden on someone else that I just met for the first time.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to do that. But I can see when you say that you're jealous of it, because, fam, is it a character trait?
It could be.
It might be.
And it's not a bad character trait.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Yeah,
it's a really good one.
I just think, bro, man, I think.
Because, I wouldn't like, it causes problems in my house.
Yeah.
Like, and it's because my sister just always says, like, yo, what's wrong with you? I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah. And like, I know what you mean, bro. I know what you mean. Yeah. I think so many times, right? You see, especially in our households, it's like, if you're seen as the man, it's hard to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
100%. Do you got what I'm saying? So, because like, and that's just the way it is sometimes, you know what I mean? It's like,
especially for you, man, as well. First sons.
Exactly. Yeah. And especially because our dads are absent. Yeah. It's that whole, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how am I going to be vulnerable in front of my little sister? Do you know what I'm
exactly,
saying?
Exactly.
And honestly, I hear you, because sometimes it creates barriers sometimes with me and my siblings as well, because it's like, I know you see me as almost like dad.
Almost, yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And so how am I going to be vulnerable? Is so hard. I could be vulnerable with like you lot. I could be vulnerable.
It's different. The dynamic is a lot different. Yeah.
It's so different.
The dynamic is a lot different, yeah.
It's so different. And on something actually, I remember churches, I remember people telling me like, you know, like open circle, the fact that we in open circle were able to be like,
Vulnerable.
I remember one session.
Churches didn't like it. Some churches didn't like it.
Fam, remember that one?
Hold on. What do you mean? I don't understand. They didn't like
it's because, okay, you know, it's like, how are all these youths coming to talk about these things?
With you.
With me.
Like, you know, so churches always say, youths come to church, but they were going to open circle.
Yeah, the reason they were not coming to church is because you
left. They found another church.
You got what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's that whole African type of culture thing there, bro. That's just so.
It's backwards.
Yeah.
Very backwards.
I think, I don't know if I said this to you guys yet. I was talking to, I think it was Shekinah. Yeah, it was Shekinah. And we're talking about, like, I think us here, our problems are different than our parents.
And they had when they were in,
like, so, Africa. Like, for them, their mentality was probably, like, survival mode.
You get shake me? It off.
Yeah, shake keep it off. Going. Like, I don't have time. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I don't have the luxury of taking care of my mental health. Because I need to provide for my children. And I need to get through this week or this month or this year, whatever it was. Us? Bro, go to college, finish college, you get a job. Like, you, like
the system set up for you.
Yeah, majority, like, most of your life is kind of, it's good.
Everything's kind of given to you.
Yeah, everything's, sense, you know, like, do you know what I mean? You can do things for yourself and you'll be all right. Do you know what I mean?
Yo,
our problems are a lot deeper. They're, like, more, like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're not so much, you're not trying to survive for the most part.
Yeah, because, yeah, listen, yeah,
we all kind of have,
we have a roof over our heads.
Yeah.
We all get paid monthly.
Yeah.
We have clothes. We can have food.
Bro, we are walking around with 1,000 euro phones in our pockets. Like, do you know what I mean?
Max, so,
like,
everything. For your parents, they, and you have to, like, give them some credit as well, because to come to this country and to make some of themselves,
it's not easy for them. Because they, like, as you were saying, rightly so, it's like, it's a survival type of thing on their side. You lot hear that, yeah?
It's annoying me.
I don't know what sound that is, but anyways, it's a survival type of thing on their side. And I feel like, that's why we have to cut them some slack.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, they actually, like, bro, everything that we have right now, yeah.
Like, they brought us here.
And every mentality that we have, the good side of the things, yeah, like, they did that for us. And so I give them the props. But, like, I appreciate a parent who can say, okay, I know, like, my mom, she never got no conversation. Remember I told you last week,
yeah,
that her mom had lost 10 kids. So she said she never saw her mom smile.
So she doesn't have a foundation
yeah, of how to parent, yeah, nicely or in a good way. All she got was the belt every time she did something wrong, or if it was presumed that she did something wrong. Yeah. So now for her to say, at 12 years old, my mom, all she would do before I was 12, all she would do, and did anything wrong, she beat me. Fam, in church, she pulled, you know, my mom would pull me to the toilet mid-service, whip me, and then go back to the front.
At least your mom did you on in private. That was public humiliation.
For real. But you know what I mean? Like, it was that till 12, and then she sat me down and said, my mom never spoke to me, and I'm thinking of, do you want to pick one of the two? You want me to beat you, or do you want me to speak to you? As a kid, you're going to choose.
Yeah, don't speak
to me. Don't beat me. But from that speaking, although she could go for 2 hours, from that speaking, we built relationship.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? And so I feel like that's one African parent that could do that. I'm sure that the others have capacity to do that.
Well, here's my thing, right? As much as I commend a lot of our parents for what they've done for us, I don't want to remove the responsibility of a parent from them. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, like, as much as you've done all these amazing things, and I'm not trying to belittle these things. Like, at the end of the day, I still feel like there's still a responsibility on your head. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
The responsibility is to nurture your child. And in this day and age, it means build a relationship. So I feel like that should be the primary goal.
Yeah.
By all means necessary. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. And I just feel a lot of parents, because they don't want to pay attention to the emotional aspect of their children. Yeah. And, like, I'm not speaking about me. Do you get me? This isn't my, but, like, you know, from conversation with your friends and stuff like that. Do you ever talk to your mom about anything? What you mean, talk to my ma?
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. So, like, there's a responsibility there, and I think that falls on the parents.
100%.
It does.
Do you think they didn't get that kind of affection from their parents as well, so it just passed on?
Yeah, that's and that's what it is. That's what I'm saying. That's past the time. That's what it is. Yeah. I know that's how I know how to deal with children. So that's how I'm gonna deal with my children. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's how I was dealt with, that's how I'm gonna deal with.
And for them it's like, oh well, I turned out okay.
Yeah, so right. Do you get what I'm saying?
You must turn out okay. You're doing well.
Exactly. Well, we're really in a different space, especially with social media and even just being in Europe. Yo, do you know what I mean? Like we're Africans that are European. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Irish for that matter. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of, it's a little bit of a different dynamic and you need to start trying to understand it. It's like the whole thing with church, like, what, oh, we want all different nations in the church, but you're speaking in Yoruba for your songs.
You're looking at white people every time they walk into your church. And as if they're alien.
You got Gilly on every weekend. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like...
the environment you've cultivated just
exactly. It's not conducive.
Yeah, it's not conducive.
Yeah. And but real talk was as in terms of like, not even rounding up. Like, where's actually your head space at? Like, in your life right now. Is that a deep question?
No, I was talking to someone about this a few days ago. I feel like I'm more focused on myself.
Yeah.
Like that's why I just went away just. To rejuvenate, to be honest, because man, I feel like I've just been just going with life, just rolling with what do you call it, that thing, but just rolling with
is it with the wind?
I don't want to flop, so I just say that thing, just rolling, like just living life as it comes, But now I feel like I'm more focused, I know what I want now, and I have goals set in place and ways to achieve as well.
Yeah,
that's where I'm
so
at.
would you be like in a good space,
in a better space? I was in a like really bad space before even. Like I'm in a better place.
You're in a focus zone.
Yeah,
and that's good.
Yeah,
what about yourself?
I don't know.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear that as well. I'm sure people that like are listening or watching us know exactly what that means. I think for me, boys, the last two, since we came back from Belfast,
the 2 weeks haven't been good to you,
bro. Yeah. It's been so rough, man.
Especially last week.
And on one side, right, I think it's been. I feel like I felt like it was a spiritual attack, but on another side, whether it's a spiritual attack or not, or whatever it is, I felt. Along with all the things that were happening, there was a lot of things I had to do.
So like life was moving and you still have to live the life
too quickly.
Yeah,
do you get what I'm trying to say?
And for you, you have like responsibilities as well,
right? Do you know what I mean?
There's no hiding place,
right? So I'm like 2 weeks ago I took like 2 weeks off of Open Circle. No, I didn't. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't stop. I was doing so many things and it's just like I feel like this is bad to even say it, but I feel like I'm about to crash. Because it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon. Like, I'll take a holiday, but I'm still working.
You need to find a way to stop.
Don't know how to, bro.
You just don't.
But that's what I'm saying, there's too much responsibility.
Delegate, yeah.
Because... Was it what Mike told on his wife? Did you say they just went away for
six
like
weeks? Yeah, 6 weeks.
Because the thing is like you're aware that you might crash.
Yeah.
If you don't try to stop it before you do crash, you'd be so much harder to get up. That's just the truth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
That's just the truth.
This one is one for off air.
That's it. See, Africans just love doing that.
it means so much.
Yeah, it's like,
it's deep.
It's deep.
It means so much.
It means it's like you say you did something stupid.
I mean, like, it's a whole language in itself. It's like, it's like a word.
100%.
It's a word, bro. It's a word.
Yeah. But, But actually, I don't think we finished off on that. Children not go, like the youths not wanting to go to church because of the ignorance.
Culture, yeah,
I think outside
there is everything is being talked about outside.
Like bro, brotherhood, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, because
the conversations we have there, can't have that in the church.
Yeah.
Bro, you can't. I'm sorry, you just can't.
Church.
Yeah.
No, they're not hearing you first of all. Well, what is that?
No chance. They also go and fast and pray.
And that's, you know, that's just the attitude I get from some of the pastors sometimes. You know what I mean? When they hear about like either brotherhood or it's kind of like your little gatherings. You know what I mean? It's kind of like it's not really doing a bit. You know.
Do you know what? I feel like the bad thing about what's happening is these pastors are looking to us to take over the church.
Yeah.
And when I say us, I mean our generation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're not setting us up correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Badly.
For the responsibility of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, it's... what do you think is going to happen? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are you expecting to happen in a few years' time?
Yeah. So wild, man. But apart from that, yeah, away from that, we're ourselves, right? And I kind of mentioned with the boys, like, yeah. But even girls listen to, because, like, we spoke about, like, sexual abuse and stuff like that, yeah. And pardon me, yeah, when I say that the sexual abuse thing, the racism thing, the whatever it is, it seems, not, it's not a trend, but it seems like sometimes, right?
Mm.
Not from the person who's gone through it, because the person who has gone through it deals with it every single day.
Yeah.
But like on a social media type of thing, or socially,
it's a topic.
It's a topic of discussion for 1 week or 2 weeks, whatever it is.
And
it's like, do you feel like we have those avenues, especially as like boys and girls?
No.
To, do you know what I mean? Constantly.
No.
Yeah, we don't. We don't, innit?
Maybe your friendship circles.
But
that's not enough.
That whole burden thing you lot spoke about is massive, because bro, deep it, if I come out to you about my mental health or my abuse or the racism that still affects me today, once I come out to you once, I feel like I've given you my whole load, innit?
Mm-hmm. And do you know what?
And then I'm dealing with it 4 weeks later. I feel like I've already said that to him, so
I don't want to go back.
So it's not even like releasing it now. There's the problem. It's kind of like being constantly
a pain now.
Yeah, I'm a pain in the ass now. Do
you know, as well as that, and I know you know about this, right? You have a few people, and I have a few people that would always come to me and talk to me about their problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you're not only carrying the burden of yourself alone,
yeah,
you're carrying the burden of someone that just dumped their life on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just dumped their, and yeah, bro, you're just like, whoa.
Yeah. It's
getting heavy, fam.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
I don't think we're made for that.
I think we are.
To be carrying people's burdens. I don't think we are.
Like, not everyone is as strong as the next person.
That's true.
Not everyone's as strong as, and you know that whole burden thing. That old burden thing.
Oh, okay.
That's a brother.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't hear you. Brother.
Sorry, I have a speech defect. You see the old burden thing. The old burden thing, yeah. I think it's maybe not responsibility per se as a friend to let the person dealing with the problem know that you can come to me anytime you want and actually mean it. Because there's a lot of people that say it but actually don't mean it.
That isn't enough, though. I've realized that.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's not enough. Sometimes I find myself reaching out to people.
What do you mean?
Just like if I came to you now and goes, "Yo, Laulu, you can speak to me whenever you want." That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's why I say let them know that you mean it.
But I mean it. When I just said it to you, I was being dead ass serious. If you call me, I'll pick up your phone. Doesn't mean anything.
Or like if someone said that to you,
I just said it to you.
Yeah.
I just said, yo, bro, if you ever need anything.
Oh, you feel me. That I won't count?
You won't.
You won't. You won't.
I hear you. But
most people
won't. But some people say and they don't give a toss.
True.
They just say because it's the right thing to say at the time.
True.
Because I know when I say it, I actually mean it.
Yeah. I've reached out to people on social media before and I'm like, they put up a story that's troubling. I'm like, here's my number. Call me if you want to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
No, see when...
Do you get what I mean?
I heard that. But let me tell you one thing that happened, boys, yeah? That, like, really just kind of, like, I start understanding that I need to start protecting my...
Your own headspace.
My headspace, yeah. And just kind of my time. I value my time because people will waste your time, bro, when you make yourself available like that sometimes, right? And also depends on who you say that to. Yeah. Because I remember there's one person who's talking about suicide, yeah?
Yeah, I know.
And I kind of like, yo, I was frightened. Hmm. I said, yo, please. I'm sending like messages like, please don't do this. Please, it wasn't even a joke. All these things, like, yeah. And she's saying all these things, and I just kind of like, yo, you could call me blah, dee, blah, dee, blah. And then, so it's just so annoying, right? Because I proper like, that whole night, I felt like I was like, oh my God, like, please stay on the line. Don't kill yourself, blah, yeah. blah. And then, I just find out later that she was, it wasn't even like a joke. It was just kind of like, oh, she was trying to see who cares about her.
That's a joke, man. That'll piss me off.
Yo, like, what?
Someone put up on their story crying. Like, I've had it all, or like, I can't take it anymore. And just the exact same, like, just to see who texts her.
Just attention seeking, that's all it is. That's all that is.
Like, yeah, you want attention, yeah. Maybe you're even going to someone in your life that's not that, and you just want to talk to someone, but that's not the way to go about it. Because when I found out, I was raging.
That's attention. Should I tell you why? Because I'm sure her phone was buzzing.
Yeah, right. And so it's like, oh man, all these people care about me. Like, and see, not to say that some people, you know, some people do that, and it's a genuine cry for help. Yeah. And they probably just don't want to tell you, so they probably say that they're just trying to, do you know what I mean? There could be that aspect of it too, but I've seen it. Like, you know what I mean? I've seen people lie about losing loved ones. I've seen people lie about having cancer.
What?
Yeah, fam. Do you know what I mean? It's just wild. It's crazy. It's wild. And it's kind of like...
Clout is a drug, fam.
Right. Do you just...
Honestly.
Want, like, how deprived of attention are you that you want... Like, if, do you know what I mean? You go that deep to get...
Attention
for someone who doesn't... Like, I'm not going to say people don't care, but people don't really care that much. Do you know what I mean? Just care enough for...
Care enough for you not to take your life. Yeah. You know, like, I don't care about you that much, but just don't take your life.
Do you know what I mean?
Because that would be on them. Like, yeah. They don't want to carry that burden.
So crazy. Boys, I remember. Oh my God. There's so many stories coming back up to my head. Kind of back on that, like, sexual abuse thing, right? Yo, I remember some girl told me this. Yo. She was drunk. So she probably doesn't even know she said this to me. And she said, she was crying. She goes, oh, why did they do that? I was just, I don't know how she was. I think she was like 8 or something, 8, 9. She goes, I was just 8. I was just 9 or whatever it is. Why was my dad watching?
Wow. What?
Wow.
I said, you. Did you know what you just said? She's crying, bro. And then, like, bro, deep it. We never spoke about it ever again.
Jesus. Bro, like, how do you bring that up in conversation?
That's what I was just about to say.
How do you mention that to someone, like?
Yeah.
I should probably think about that every day, you know?
Do you know what I mean? I'd probably see your dad every other day and just kind of like... It's wild. And do you know what? One thing I've realized also in the last... What year is it? 2020. So...
Who knows you?
yo, yeah. These times, yeah. This year is a wild one. But one thing I've realized in the last 2 years, bro, is that, see us African people, like Nigerians especially, you know, Congolese and Africans in Ireland, yo, we've gone through some bull, bro. You would hear some stories and you're like, wow, how are you even functioning right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm. Like, you would hear some stories from these girls, just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I had to deal with a girl who had to face her abuser last week, face to face. You want to see the pain. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It's just like some people have just gone through some wild things. And so, I remember we had that conversation a while ago, why are black boys so angry? And they're always fighting in the country.
Yeah.
Remember that conversation? And those are the reasons, man. There's so many things. So many factors, boys.
But even us sitting here, bro, we have anger as well that we're not dealing with. Yeah, that's chatting.
I'm
laughing, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. It's a funny thing at all.
Funny matter.
It's a deep one.
It's a bit wild.
But you know what? Let's change gears because I don't talk about this anymore.
Yeah, let's move. Let's move.
It's dragging, isn't it?
It's an hour.
It's an hour. Man, it's just sad, bro. Don't talk about this anymore.
I feel like I'm too vulnerable.
No, I think it's good.
No, it's good, but I'm too vulnerable.
Yeah, you see, this is enough for 6 weeks? 6 months?
What?
This is enough. We've done enough for 6 months.